This podcast replay is brought to you by Craig Zinn's Acura Pembroke Pines. Visit the number one volume Acura dealership in the Southeast United States 12 years in a row at 15601 Pines Boulevard in Pembroke Pines.
Oh, just haven't seen anything special from Tua. How do you see something special from Tua when there's nothing around him? You tell me. I don't see anything around him that's special so far. Not special coaches, not a special offensive line, not special weapons. What are we doing? Waddle might be special, but he's still a rookie. Devontae Parker's not special. Neither is Preston Williams right now. Will Fuller can't even stay healthy. The running backs, anything special there? I mean, Joe Montana got to be special because he also has Jerry Rice and Taylor and a hell of a tight end. Oh, and by the way, Hall of Fame caliber running back too, and Roger Craig. Oh, and by the way, Bill Walsh. Andy Reid, right? Yeah, Mahomes is special, but he also has Tyreek Hill. He also has Travis Kelce. And has had a plethora of running backs. Oh, and by the way, Andy Reid. I mean, you know, Tom Brady's special. But he's also got Mike Evans and Godwin and Brown and Gronk and, you know, and Brate and, yeah, you know, come on, dude. You know, let's go. It's nice for Aaron Rodgers to be special, but he also has Devontae Adams and he's had a running game. I mean, a little help, please, would be nice. Marino is great. But he also had the Marx brothers. They weren't no slouches. Those weren't two schmucks that were on the outsides. Those were dominant. Those are Hall of Fame caliber receivers. They both should be in the Hall of Fame. It's a crime that they're not in the Hall of Fame. You need help, man. Okay? You want it special? Well, when he was in Alabama, it looked special. Well, why? He had special around him. Come on. I mean, you know, it's great when you can be Phil Simms, you know, to go with your argument and help you out a little bit. And you've got Ingram and McConkie. Okay, so you're not that special there, but Mark Bavaro was special. Right? O.J. Anderson was a solid back, a Hall of Fame worthy back, because that guy was special when he was with the Cardinals. He was more of an older veteran for the Giants, won the MVP and everything. But you know what they were special at? Defense. They were special. So when you're Trent Dilfer, you got a special defense. When you're, Brad Johnson, you had a special defense. See what I'm saying? When you're Rex Grossman, yeah, you got to the Super Bowl, but you had a special defense. You understand what I'm saying? There's nothing special right now around Tua. So I'm just saying you gotta have some help. You just can't do it all by your lonesome, man. You gotta have great coaching. Gotta have great preparation. You gotta have some talent to help you out. I'm sorry. I look around Tua and all there is inexperience. And nothing special. So you guys want a little too much out of nothing. That's the problem sometimes.